I was going to Rome and wanted to board the plane in Rome. I was roaming about the whole night in Rome. And they thought, what are you going to do?
Where did you meet Francis?
Pardon?
Where did you meet Francis?
In Bombay. And I didn't get at the hotel. I thought, let's drink wine. And have a good dinner. And was roaming about. Was going to some churches, looking at it. What is it? Then when it was late, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, I was just getting into a park and lying on a bench. Just, I don't know whether I slept or did not sleep. Just, what are you going to do in India? Very early in the morning, I woke up, got up on the bench and was roaming about in these slum quarters and all sorts of things, watching the life of these people. I happened to come along to the Lateran Church, the most early Christian church where the Pope resided in the 3rd century, seeing there. And I said, what a many business this is. At that time, early at 6 o'clock in the morning, you could see the servant who was clearing the staircase which was leading to the crypt.
Mm-hmm.
And they always let some money leaving it so that people threw more money on it. Mm-hmm. It was really an invitation, and I could watch how this servant collected the money and left some money on the stair so that others are invited to do it. I said, what hypocrites you are. And then I got out. I didn't know. I really didn't know that I was next to the famous church with the staircase which led to the Palace of Pilatus, where Christ was walking up to be treated by Pilatus. Oh, I learned that. This is really Jerusalem, Pilatus staircase. And people were walking up on knees on the staircase. So I was watching this scenery. Then I saw a woman, a begging woman. With a face like a leper. Poor, poverty and disastrous, repulsive. Instead of begging, what do you do when you see a beggar? I thought, well, begging. Maybe a liar, maybe true, I do not know. But begging is something, I must give something. So how much? I was thinking, how much do I have to give this beggar? She was watching me. And I said, not too much, not too little. And I gave. Then I climbed up the staircase on the knees too, praying as I tried, and going down on the knees on the staircase. I said, I should give some more to this begging woman. And I went down on the knees, and the woman had gone. I could not repair, but I should have given probably something more.
And you were taking another flight to India, right? From Rome.
Next day, well, in the afternoon, the plane arrived. Then I thought, well, what an adventure. And I bought a bottle of wine. And with that wine, I went on the airplane of Air India. I was in very good spirit. I had wine. And on the plane, I said to the waitress, let's get a cork drawer. Oh, we haven't that. So I had to take my knife and so on. And next to me was a dentist from Bombay, quite a modern man. You could see this man was educated in England or somewhere, something like that. He enjoyed. And the other side was a stiff Englishman, you know, Indian man with the coat up to here and very, very tight, you see, and a Nehru. Tradition. When I offered him my no, that was an offense. I didn't care. The dentist didn't care either, so we drank the bottle of wine. So we arrived in Bombay. And in Bombay, I was in the same hotel room at the Grand Hotel. At that time, it was still a decent, good hotel. Now, last year when I was seeing it, I think it's no longer good. It has become completely, entirely to Indian clients. Taj Mahal, yes, but that is something else. That is a class, two classes higher. That Taj Mahal is now a prestige hotel, you see. And then Anavas came. And I got enthusiastic about this beautiful woman. And she was charming. And she was leading us, but I had the feeling she always was occupied with myself, you see. We always talked in the car, and it was a fantastic travel to Pune and then to Ahmednagar. Well, I mean, Anavas is really a lovely girl. Absolutely lovely. She still is lovely. And that's how Baba enticed me. I was on very good terms with Nilu. Baba said, "You are friends." He loved me, Nilu, and I loved him. And there was another fellow who was also very interesting for me. That was Vishnu. Mm-hmm. Did you know him?
Mm-hmm.
The thing, when I saw him first in Lower Mehrabad, I noticed this fellow had a straight back. And they said of him, just for teasing or what, that he was Napoleon. And he could have been. The man with such a back as he had. Something extraordinary. And his behavior. When I've seen him, I had a feeling I must make acquaintance with this man. And I went straight to him and said, "I'm Max." Then he closed his eyes and watching me like that way, said, "If you watch me that way, I watch you too that way." And Baba standing nearby, watching us. Charles Purton had said me afterwards, that face, he noticed that Baba was only concentrating on me. I didn't notice it. I remember we had dinner there was a long table across the kitchen on the wall of the tank, you know. Yes. Under a roof. Mm-hmm. And the curious thing was, I was at the upper end. Next to me on my left was Charles Purden and all these Americans and English. And then there was an empty chair. Somehow it was empty. And following the empty chair was Lhat Tinpfu. And curious, nobody came to have to take this seat. And I watched Baba at the kitchen. He had orange juice, a glass, and was walking around and watching us. Not so visibly, you know, he can watch without watching. And sipping his juice. And we were in very good spirits. I was in splendid spirits. And nice talk. We had a good meal. Meat, of course. And excellent cooked. Except wine. We had everything. Mm-hmm. And
chair?
No, he didn't come to sit. No. It was always empty. Mm. But then when we were in Lower Mehrabad, Baba showed us around to do and, you know, all these things. We went up again to Upper Mehrabad. And on the way up after the railway crossing, he suddenly sat down under that tree, which I showed you.
There's photographs
taken at the time. And Baba sat down and invited us to sit down in a half circle to around him. Then he was picking up a stone. Mm-hmm. The stone I still have.
Yeah, on
Mananashi.
No, this is a Mananashi.
Yes. Yeah. They picked up the stone, an ordinary stone. And then Nilu was next to me. I think I was at the end. I was again at the end. And Lhat Tinpfu next to me. Then he asked Lhat Tinpfu. He was weighing the stone. Can you catch it? And he said, yes. Nodded. Then he threw the stone. And the stone came into his hands and rolled out of his hands. I could watch it. I was just watching it. It was in his hands and rolled out. How it happened, I don't know. Give it back. He walked around, watched around. He came again to me. I thought, well, I made this. If he can't keep it, can I? And he was looking to the other side and threw all of a sudden the stone to me, straight into my hands. I just catch it and put it quickly into the pocket. There it is, still is.
That was sad.
Monica put it to me too. Then he got up. Difficult. Huh?
You must put your glasses.
Pardon?
It is good to have something from him, always remembering.
Yes. And then he got up. And just in near the gate of Upper Mirabad, he picked down another stone and threw it towards the west, into the field. Charles Burton was next to me and said, "Oh, I would like to have a stone too." Said, "Watch it." Now I kept my eye on that stone. Papa took up another one and threw it, and another one and threw it. And I believed of having got the stone, and we ran after it later. I picked one up, but I am not certain that I put up the right stone. Yeah. Nobody got the stone.
That's true. You're lucky.
Well, lucky.
It wasn't your fortune, that's
where
you got.
Fortune or not fortune, I cannot say what it was. Mind you, that tricky thing, looking to the other side and swing straight into my hands. I just had to think through this.
He used to do that. He always looked at the joke, and he used to throw prasad. He used to look at this side, and he used to throw it at this side. I don't remember it. I was sitting in front, you know, side, and Baba used to look, you know, other side, and I used to go that side. And Prasad was that side, you know. And then I used to feel, okay, now this time I should be, you know, opposite side. And I used to go other side, and Prasad was going the other side. Never got.
He did that too in Myrtle Beach.
Never got.
Yes. He did it with sweets, yes. He threw this thing.
In film I saw that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, there is one thing about this Baba business. I think nobody can want to come to Baba or does come to Baba without his will. This is a phase much too selected. For whatever reasons. And the thing is opening up only when manifestation does come for the general public. Before, all these sales and printing and what else, it's very well, but has to be done. It's quite all right that it is being done. But it's a losing business anyway. It has some reasons that it has to be done. There's no question. I mean, to say Baba's death is a grace to all his followers. It is not hunting up, chasing up all these undertakings of propaganda, of creating more circles and centers and what else and literature and all these things, making a mass movement, just like he could have easily have done that. When you think these Rajni business in Pune and all the sorts of things, Pardon?
I thought, well, when will he give me orders? Mm. And then I asked him, and he gave me a look and so as to say, how dare you ask? And if you want more salt, and all this is sort of spice, but it's not a no meat in it.
Right, it's spice. You just pour it.
But do you want chili or red pepper?
Do you have?
Yes. Would you like?
Oh yeah.
I asked for wood. Well, you take some more bread.
Uh-huh.
Would you like some more?
Okay.
And Baba said, looked at me, and he said, sort of as if to say, how dare you? You like us some more bread? Because, you know, I'm like this. I'm not stingy, but I think it's a pity if we cut such a lot and then it isn't eaten.
Sure.
So I always cut again. So don't eat as much as like there's more bread outside. But only I don't cut just like this because otherwise it's wasted.
It's fresh bread.
Yeah. Yes. And then I looked at Baba and Baba said, what do you need orders for? You have stayed 8 years with me. If you don't know what to do, then it was all good for nothing. Lot of families were not exact, but about like this. And then he said, you can get married, you can eat meat, you can drink wine, you can do as you like, but remember that you have been 8 years with me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is much harder than if he gives you rules.
Mm-hmm. But is it true that your father knew about Baba first?
Yes. You see, unfortunately, they didn't tell me. And I was at that time often also in Germany or in England or in France. And I met Baba through this phone. This I saw in my father's cupboard when I was going to steal chocolate. You see, this is Anne-Catherine's hand here in between. This was in Switzerland, Baba.
Oh.
I think it's to me it speaks this to me this photo speaks, and so my father was a friend of Walter Mertens before he had married Hedy Mertens because he was first married to a Dutch lady, and they were following another master together, and they were all both interested in spiritual things and were also very learned and knew a lot and studied a lot, and. So how my father got to know about Baba, that I don't know. But I know that after they told me when my father had died, I mean, if they had told me before, I could have asked him all the questions. Mm. And then he was really the first one to meet Baba in Switzerland. He took Walter with him. And Hedy at that time didn't come the first time because she was following Ramakrishna.
Ah.
And then she came the second time. And then from that time, Baba always went to her house.
What was your father's name?
Bilo, Otto Bilo.
Otto, O-T-T-O.
Yes.
Well, there was another Otto Hashege.
Yes, but in his house, the first meeting of Baba took place. Mm. He had an art school.
Yeah.
And that was in that place. But how my father knew him, but my father knew a lot of people because he was an international merchant. So I don't know where through, and he had many channels, you know, he knew, and all people who were really earnestly interested in spiritual things, my father knew.
And your mother?
My mother also, but not in that respect, not so much, but she was in her heart, you know. But then, I think the second or third time, then my mother also went to see Baba. And afterwards, I went to steal chocolate because I was the favorite of my father, and we had rather a large house, and he had a private office there, and I didn't find it, and that secret cupboard was open. So then I saw this photo of Baba, and then I was...
How old were you then?
It was in 36, I was not quite 20 then, on 20. And then I told my mother, and she gave me that book in... Do you take some more soup? There's more.
I don't think so.
No? Really? And you'll take some more?
I'll take a little more.
Mmm. I'm glad.
It's delicious.
And then I read that book, Question and Answers, but I wasn't so intellectually interested in spiritual things.
No.
You see, we had heard too much of spiritual things always at home.
Yeah.
And we were not brought up very churchy. We were brought up Protestant, but In fact, we went to Sunday school, all that, but we were not, you know, but my father always said God is most important and not and the church is, you better be love God and you obey God or that and you will be good, better than if you run to church and it is not earnest. We were, and then from young, we knew about the reincarnation. Mm-hmm. You know, that was something we, that was for us nothing new at all. Uh-huh. From childhood, we knew. Uh-huh. And my father always had connection with some master or the other, but people laugh sometimes when I say he had always, he had degrees, he always had a better master, you know. Like stages, you know.
Finally got the Baba.
Yes. And then my mother went, and then I went to, when they were in Nasik in 36, you know, Lorina and the Westerners. At that time, they used to write letters, and I used to go to the meetings at Hedy's place. She lived near Zurich.
Now, had your father died by that time?
No, he was still alive. But you see, he didn't, sometime, at that time, parents didn't so talk so every detail to children, you know. Mm-hmm. And we had a big house, and each had their own room, and we were not so a family, you know, living in one room or like this. So we were all very independent. And so I used to go to these meetings, and my father, that it was okay, but he never told me that how he really brought Baba to, and how he introduced the others. That is now something which I don't know. But anyhow, I'm glad that my father was the first to introduce.
Did he have any correspondence with Baba directly?
Well, no, I have a note. Because you see, when my father died, when I was in India, they destroyed all, most, my sister is a mathematician, a physics. And she's very intellectual, and she's not against, but she's not for things, and she didn't like all this spiritual stuff at home, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they destroyed most of it, and she did help my mother, so my mother wouldn't have, but I found one note where my father used to always meditate in the early morning and sort of has talked to God, as you could hear to Baba. And I have one little note where my father wrote that how Baba is helping him and all that. And I have a letter where which he sends to Walter Mertens, to Hedy's husband. That I have, but everything else is destroyed. But then what happened when Baba came in beginning of 37, I was to go.
Yes, I remember.
And then after I felt shy, I thought Baba would see in my heart, and you know, I really didn't have anything to hide. You know, like nowadays when I think what the youngsters could hide, but I really was so naive, I couldn't have, there wasn't anything, but you see, you always feel you have secrets.
Yeah.
Like this when one is so naive, you know.
Yeah.
You like some more bread?
I will do.
Oh, I can cut it for you.
What do you think?
This has a big hole, so that's a cheating
friend. Oh, right.
And then, wait, let me now think where I've been.
You were.
Yes, and then I was meant to go. I was on the list, and it was said that I could come. And the last moment, I felt scared because I knew that Baba could see. I knew Baba could see my inside. And now that, then I didn't go. And afterwards, I cried. I cried very much because that meeting was at Hedy's brother-in-law's house in Zurich.
December 36.
No, it was beginning of 37. Baba was in Switzerland then, beginning of 37. Then he said somebody he had wanted, he has expected, hasn't come, and now he has to come again. Yeah. And because, and he said for his disciples, no journey is too far. And after somebody said, he had said that it was me. I mean, I'm not proud about it, but it had to be that way probably. And then when Baba came to Cannes in August, 1937, then Hedy, I would have gone there as a guest, you know, to visit at the other house. But then Hedy said they should have somebody to help Kitty in the household. And Hedy said, Anna Katharine is not good for household. It's not that type. And wouldn't I go? And then I said, oh, tomorrow I have a riding party and I have still this. And then Hedy said, look here, you have to make no compromise. You have to say yes or no. And I'm all right. Mm-hmm. I'll cancel all this and I pack and I go the next morning. Yeah. And then I went, and then Elizabeth came to the station. She was very kind to me, very nice, but I knew exactly it's the kindness. Because you see, but that was also some Baba's work. They thought I would come as a servant.
Oh.
So almost as somebody to help, really, as like a servant. And then I felt it that immediately, but I thought, why should I say anything? I want to see Baba, and I come to Baba, and I want to help. Why should I say? Otherwise, they don't dare to tell me any work.
No.
So I didn't say anything, and then they even offered me to pay something. And I said, no, my father has given me pocket money, and I've not come to earn anything.
And why didn't your father come to Cannes?
No, he didn't go to Cannes then. I don't know why. But he didn't. He had met Baba in 37 in beginning in Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he didn't come, but he met Baba in 37 when he was in Switzerland. And then
finish. Go ahead and finish your dinner. We can talk tomorrow.
But anyhow, I went to Cannes, and then you see that was really very up stirring to be with Baba for all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and then, you see, I used to cook, and then Baba said the first thing, nobody was to do his room, I was to do his rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then I collected Baba's hair in the bed, and I wondered why he slept in two beds, but it was Kaka who used to come night watch at night. I didn't know. But because I wasn't inquisitive, and you know, that house had back stairs. I can show you the photos from that canned place, if you like.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
I don't know if
you... Villa Caldona?
Yes, Villa Caldona. Caldana.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was Capo di Monte.
Mm-hmm.
Capo di Monte doesn't exist anymore, but Caldana exists.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday I saw some photos that you had taken, I think, at Sol Duna.
Yes.
In 52. Is that... You had written me that you had taken some photos of Baba and Meryl. Is that in the car together, those photos?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
who has them?
What's her name? Gazella. Has a small little album.
Oh, she has some. Maybe I've given... Yes,
I've never seen those before, but I...
I can show them to you. But if Sheila is dead, I'll show them when...
Yeah, tomorrow.
So she can also see.
And you mentioned also that you had some letters from Meredith.
Yes, yes, and you know, these last few days, that's why I didn't do the garden. I made this... I have my barber cupboard. I made tidy, so I could show...
Okay.
I have a whole bunch... And you know, I've been reading again, and now I'm going to take them all to Spain. And you see, sometimes they haven't got the date. But sometimes, if I look up something, maybe I could find out when it was. But anyhow, some letters are just only letters, and some are very interesting. And for money, I've made. And you know, first the family letters, Money used to type herself and send me, and I used to give it to everybody.
Yes.
And later it was printed,
uh-huh.
You know,
yes,
copy made. So I have all these things, and I'm taking a case with me to Spain. Before I write, you know, my tapes, that I reread all these things because it refreshes the memory.
Yes.
And I also take this, you know, I have all the old journals, which Norina and Elizabeth and Noni, Mirabat, that was started, and I have them all bound, because otherwise I would not have, they would have been, you know, everybody have taken some. So, and in there, the back usually, Chanji used to write a diary.
Mm-hmm.
So I can check my things with a diary of Chanji if that is, you know, if it corresponds.
Yes.
And you know, now what I found out, Gisela told me yesterday, also said in something, that Nilo had been also in Switzerland in 52, and I don't think he has been, but I might be wrong, because on all the photos I have, and because, you know, I had a big connection with Nilo, because he was my doctor, and also he has had such a wonderful nature, and I can't understand that if he had been in Switzerland in 52, that I would not have remembered.
Yeah.
Now, Gisela says he has been, and Freni, her youngest daughter, has been in love with Nilo. And when she was small, she used to write letters. But if I collect at that time, she has not been to school. So this must be at a later time.
Well, I can tell you when I could write to you from India. Because, you see, I've only finished half of it up to the new life. So after 1949, I'm not so accurate. Before 1949, I know pretty much.
But it's before. It's from, oh, yes, or 52.
52, see, so
yes.
I'm...
You see, so because I have photos of Gustavji. I have photos of Duncan, and I know Duncan... Elfers came back to me to Zurich, and we used to go about all this. I used to always get visas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the visa person. And And then, but then Gisela said to me, I corrected, I said, no, this is not a fact. Because I can't understand
see,
that.
He went one of the trips, and it was either that one or the 56.
56 he was, that I know, definitely. 56 we changed, you see, Baba came. I yes, even have, right, you yeah. see, I have even the reservation for the room. I found yesterday the reservation in the airport where I reserved the room for us, for 30 people. Mm. And that time, Nilo really had the place nearby, but he had to shift, and always we boarded the Air India to go to London with Baba, Max and Heidi and I. Mm-hmm. And then we had to shift, and always for some time somebody was allowed to sit near Baba. And Nilo was present mm-hmm. then.
That was Gustavi here in Switzerland?
He was in Switzerland. Gustaci, yeah. Meaci, Saros, Donkin.
And Adi.
And Adi, yes.
And Eric.
Chandi.
No, Eric didn't no, come no, in. Eric, you see, Eric came much later. Yeah. Because later when I was in was in India, because then later he...
Yeah, I'm not sure Nilo came that first trip either. I think you're right. I think
no, because you see...
Maybe.
Definitely 56.
Yeah.
You see, I think on the airport, Freni, the youngest daughter of... you have enough?
Oh, yeah.
Freni, the youngest daughter, had was so small then, because I know she had been in 51 with me to Engelberg. I had a holiday flat there. And she wasn't even... she was about 4 years old uh-huh. then. So in 52, she must have been 5 or 6, and she won't have been able to write letters at that time, because here children go late, not like in India, they go early. They go on to school 6 or 7, and then they can't write letters till they're 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. So I think Gisela had, I mean, it's not a critic. Her memory is not always good. Freni told me that, her daughter told me that even Max has, his memory has gone down, but Gisela's has gone more. But you see, that's not a critic for me or anything bad. No. Because, I mean, she is older and we get older and that's why I want to hurry now, because I see how everybody forgets everything. And that's why I want to hurry with things before I get old like this and don't remember properly. No, it is a fact.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, it's normal. It's not something bad if we get older. We are not so, our memory is not so good.
Yeah.
But you see, I have much more things to get freshen up my memory than Max or Gisela have.
Of course, yeah.
So, for that, I have, I think
I would like really more
that you don't, tell anyone.
Okay.
But I'm going to write an article, but I have to find first some mentioning when Baba spoke about keeping silence.
Himself keeping silence, or are you keeping silence?
No, I kept silence, but but wait, I just put this out. And sometimes when we are very close with Baba, we are so friendly, we don't mm-hmm. realize mm-hmm. that. But Baba has spoken a long time ago, but we don't understand, you see. We think with our this mind, mm-hmm. of this plane, and Baba has a universal mind, and Baba has said, I've come to... not to teach, I've come to awaken.
Yeah.
So I tell you that when I saw this photo, I think this was Baba has spoken to me the first time in Zalik, but to my heart.
That's right.
And you see, that is why Baba has spoken long ago. Mm. But people, they all, you see, also I think Baba tested people this way. They used to say, oh, Baba is going to talk, but they didn't understand. And Baba tested if they would keep on his Dhamma, mm-hmm. if they did. And I say that Baba has not really ever kept silence.
That's what I think too.
Exactly. And I'm going to, I like to know things from the inside and not only by studying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's also good if you study, but
yeah.
it's also good if you, I mean, what, if it, yeah. yes, if you don't experience it, you can know it and you read it and you...
But we don't like philosophy either.
We don't like philosophy.
Yes, and you know, and with Baba, we were not even allowed to read these spiritual
mm-hmm.
books.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to make fun, of course, I mean, I liked her very much, but we used to make fun of Norila. Because she was very, you know, intellectually also spiritual. But she was wonderful the way she,
mm-hmm.
when you think of how she was brought up and how she was living, the way she adjusted herself in the ashram. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think she was at that time an old lady. I mean, she was about my age. Of course, now I don't feel so old, but at that time I thought she was very old.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is generation. But when I think how she, and also Elizabeth, you know, how they adjusted and
mm-hmm.
how brave they were. But you see, she was, you know, she sometimes used to make fun, say, oh, the eye in the eye, and like
this. If you read her writings, it's just like that.
Yes, I have, you know, I found even letters of hers to me the other day when I was tidying up, that when you came, I could to pick out letters of Mira and Mani. The others I put aside, but those I thought I especially want to give you. Yes, and, but, I mean, this also is not a critic on Norina because she made, but you see, I feel, what's the use if we don't feel Baba here?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, to explain to other people, it helps if we can explain it and know the terms and everything. But how, what the use if we don't feel anything and we can explain everything like a professor? Doesn't, it's no use.
Yeah.
And you see, that's, and now I say that Baba has spoken, and you see also later he was saying, but that is now spoken with word, really. And I think officially the first time he really spoke when he, and the other day I, you know, this in my mind I had it, the other day when I looked at something, I saw that he said August of 1941,
mm-hmm.
He spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now people say, they were around and they didn't realize it, but they didn't feel it here. But for looking at Baba, you see, they thought he would speak like we speak. But Baba always said, I will speak to the heart. He always said. And I think the first, I mean, he spoke to me then. Okay. I'm sure. I mean, I didn't hear by word, but how could, who could he touch my heart that way? So that is, and you know, when I met Baba in Cannes, I had the same experience I had when I saw that photo in the cupboard. The same experience by being, and I have the photo of, which I photographed, the first photo I took of Baba and crochet embroidered for me.
You took that photo of Baba?
Yes, this is the first photo I took of Baba.
I didn't know you took that.
Yes. Have you seen it somewhere?
No, I haven't seen this. I've never seen this photo.
Yes, I have given it in the way when I was in Myrtle Beach to several people. But now somehow the negative has been damaged. It has a scratch here. And I must see if I can bring it once somewhere to have it repaired. Mm. But I've, you know, when I went to Myrtle Beach, I had photoscopied because I thought that's the best thing I can bring to people.
Yeah. Well, did you take a lot of photos in India?
No, we see, because then we had no money and we didn't get films. But I collected photos from everybody.
Yeah.
But I did take some. This is a little bit, I always stand it at the back. No, but now, you see, when I met Baba, this was a few days, not just on the first day, I didn't dare ask you, but the impression I got when I met Baba person was the same, but that is a proof that he spoke to me.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, I would say that. Now, another thing, I thought that after we had the, you know, that 1 year silence, oh, I'm glad if you take more, after we had that 1 year silence, that he, now I read suddenly, I didn't know, but I wrote the other day to somebody, it was 1941, Baba really spoke more openly, I mean to more people, not only to those he, close ones he wanted to draw.
Mm-hmm.
And now I found this written and the people were standing around and they didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see now also, how could he explain all these young people who have not met Baba personally, how they have love? Sometimes we feel ashamed who have met Baba when we see what love they have and they have not met Baba personally. Yeah. So, I mean, that is each time they have not met Baba either by because he wasn't alive or he was not at the same country, they couldn't come. Every time somebody has felt that love for Baba in the heart, this is that he has spoken to them, but in the heart.
No, you're absolutely right.
And you see, that's, but don't, I mean, no, I don't say that now to anyone, because otherwise, because I'm going to write this and I don't mind what people say, but sometimes when we are so close, we are not aware enough. We are so, it's so natural to be with Baba that you don't pay attention, but now you see many things I realize always again, it's like I have eaten something years ago and then I digest it only now. I mean, opinion in the spiritual sense. And that's why many things, certainly I say, oh, why I didn't realize it that time. And suddenly, and then I always think it's Baba speaking to me.
Yeah.
It's Baba telling me. And you see also when I was back, I wrote to Baba, but I didn't write so often. I wrote to Mera, I wrote often to Mani. But I didn't write because I thought Baba gets so many letters. But I put my questions and I put my things in my mind, I put it before Baba. And even today I do that, and you mostly I get the answer.
Yeah.
And I think that, you see, even now Baba hasn't got the universe on his hand. He has more time for his
lovers.
Yes. And he's more present sometimes now than even when we were there. And you know, for us also, when I was there, those who had to, whom we sent back, or sent like Margaret or anybody, we sometimes stayed, when so for instance in Lahore, we stayed in the model town.
Mm-hmm.
And then Baba was in the other house, and we in another house. And then first we said, how cool, we came to Baba, and now we have to stay in another house. But that was so kind, because then we had to know, feel Baba, not by his beautiful figure, but by his essence. And I think that is more important, that we get that feeling of Baba being with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's why sometimes still I would like to go, but for me, Baba never died, because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the photo, but for me, Baba is never dead.
Yeah.